This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abayim. We start a Masechta Nedarim, which is a very geshmaka Masechta. And the first topic we're going to speak about is the basic subject of the categories of Nedarim. What I mean by that is a very basic machlokes between Roiv Rishonim and the Ran. The Ran is of the opinion that, please take a look in the Ran, it's the fourth to last narrow line in the Ran on that Beis Amud Aleph, where the Ran says, Iker haneder hu sheyoymer davar ze asur alai. The primary neder is where you say, this item is asur to me. Ubein she'tfisu b'davar acher, whether you're matfisit on something else, bein shelo yitfisu, or if you're not matfisit, zehu neder ha'amar b'tayra. This is the neder that is stated in the Torah. This is the neder that is stated in the Torah. What that means is, what does hatfasa mean? Even if you don't say, hatfasa is when you say that the item that I want to be asr should be asr like something else. Or if you just say, I want to asr this item. In other words, I could say, this kikar, this loaf is asr to me, that's without hatfasa. Or I could say, this kikar, this loaf is asr to me like that other item, that is hatfasa. The Ran says either way is acceptable. Iker aneder hu sheyomer davar ze asur alai, ubein shetfisu b'davar acher, bein sheloi hetfisu, zehu neder ha'amar b'tayra. That is the neder that the Torah talks about. Ela dehecha shetfisu, but where you are matfisid, ba'inon sheyatfisenu b'davar hanador. You have to be matfisid on something that's already asur, through neder v'loy b'davar ha'asur, not on something which is asur. Kedamrina bereish perek shvua shtayim basra, my taima the amar kra ki yidar neder l'Hashem, ad sheyidar b'davar hanador, until you make a neder and davar hanador, kolaymer she'afal pi she'neder chal b'loy hatfasa, even though a neder is chal without hatfasa, afilu hachi im hitfisai, ba'inan she'yatfisena b'davar hanador v'loy b'davar ha'asur. So in other words, you could say, this kikar should be asr to me like a carbon or like something which is an isr neder, but you can't say this should be asr to me like a piece of like basar chazir. You can't say this should be asr to me like the meat of a pig. That's the shita of the Ran. Most Rishonim disagree. So, for example, the Rush. You see the Rush? Do you have the Rush on the side of the Gemara? The Rush says, Kol kinoi nedarim kinedarim, kol she'enoi ikar hashem, Nikra kinoi, kinoi k'may hamachaneshem l'chaveray, nedarim, iker neder ha'amar b'toyro, hu shematfis hachifetz b'davar ha'nesar, al yedei iser pek, kagoyin karbin, oy hektish, oy shenishba alav. The main neder that the Torah talks about is only through the process of hatfasa. Without hatfasa, that is not the neder that the Torah speaks of. Okay, so it's machlokes Ran and Rush, whether a neder could be without hatfasa. The Ran says it could be without hatfasa, and the Rush says the ikur neder is only with hatfasa. By the way, there's also the opinion of Tysus. Right, the Ran says bein shetfisa bein shaloi yetfisai, and most Rishon we saw the Rush. Look in Tosfos Derei Hamaskil Kol. See Tosfos Kol. Kol kinoi nedarim kinedarim. He says, Iker haneder hu kshematfis hachefetz b'davar hanader k'may da'amar harei alai kikar zeh ke hektish. Let's say you say this kikar should be like hektish. V'al kikar acher oimer yehei kazeh. That's a neder. You always have to be matfis b'davar hanader. You can't just say kikar zeh aser. Okay? You have to use the approach of hatfasa. Fine. But the Ran holds, you don't have to use hatfasa. Comes the Shach in Hilchos Nedarim, and the Shach says something amazing. The Shach says that, you know what, there would be a very big nafkamina, ladina, between a neder, even according to the Ran, right? The Ran holds you could do a neder in one of two ways, with hatfasa or without hatfasa. There would be a very big nafkamina ladina between a neder that you use hatfasa and a neder that you don't use hatfasa. Why? The Shach writes, even according to the Ran, that you can make a neder without hatfasa. You could only do that to yourself. You can't do it to someone else. Remember, the Ran started off by saying, I could make a neder and I could say this thing should be usur to me. I could say your thing should be usur to me. I could say my thing should be usur to you. There are three types of nedarim. I usur my thing to me. I usur my thing to you. I usur your thing to me. But, says the Shach, is a nafkamina, because the Ran holds that I could use hatfasa or I don't have to use hatfasa. When I'm usuring my thing to you, I have to use hatfasa. But when I usur my thing to me, or your thing to me, I don't have to use hatfasa. Let's see the Shach. And the reason is very interesting. The Mechaber says, someone says, my wine is Yai Nesach, or my bread is the pas of Kutim, then it's meaningless. Even though, what do you mean? He's making a neder, that it should be usur like Yai Nesach. Yeah, but Yai Nesach is not Davar Hanador. So since it's not Davar Hanador, you're matfis it in a Davar HaAsur, not a Davar Hanador. Says the Shach, Kiman Shulei Tfisa B'Davar Hanador. Kasa Abach, Ve'ika L'medach B'Lashon HaRash, Shekasa B'Klal Yedbeiz Dindala Demisha Amar Yesar Yeni Al Kol Yisrael. Let's say somebody says, my wine should be usur to all of Israel. Im Ese Davar Ploini, if I do X, Y, and Z, Va'asoy, and he does it, Loi Nesar, it doesn't become usur. Why is it any different than someone who says this kikar is usur to me? Dahavanami usur. Right? If I could say this loaf is usur to me, then why can't I say my wine is usur to all of Israel? The same way I could say this wine is usur to me, or this kikar is usur to me, afagav deloy fisa b'davar another, elod amar stam iser. In other words, why could I say this loaf is usur to me and I can't say my wine is usur to all of Israel? That's not a lashon of a neder. Miu mi lashon ator mashma, deloy hiter harash elamitam shehizker yayin nesach. Vitzarch ion ad kan lashonik kolomer de hator kasav. Okay. Here's where I want to get to. Veli nira. You ready for this whopper of the Shach? This is a very important idea. In other words, we want to distinguish between why could I aser my kikar to me, and I can't aser my thing to someone. After all, in the world of the Ran, you don't need hatfasa. So if I don't need hatfasa to me, why do I need hatfasa when I aser something to others? Says the Shach v'linira de afagav de amar kikar za aser lehavik my neder hani mishum dechsev lesser iser al nafshoy. The type of, right, the Ran says there are two kinds of neder. There's asering and there's hatfasa. Asering is only to yourself. You can only aser to yourself. But iser neder, if you're going to aser to others, you need to be matfis v'davar hanador. In other words, like this, even though the Ran holds that there are two kinds of nedarim, with hatfasa, without hatfasa, but they're fundamentally different. When I use a neder not with hatfasa, I'm just making an iser. If I'm just making an iser, I can only aser something to myself. But when I do hatfasa, I'm not making an iser. I'm making davar hanador. I could make an iser only to me. I could create iser neder to me and to others. So when I'm asering to myself, I don't need to use hatfasa. I could aser. When I'm trying to prohibit to someone else, I have to use davar hanadur. Davar hanadur, you need hatfasa. Afagav, the Imam Rakikar is a asar alai, have a nami neder, hainu mishim duchsev lesser Israel navshai. Avo lesser al kol Yisrael inu yachal lesser kiyim bekoinam. But otherwise, it would be an usher to himself. So if you say like this, that my wine should be yayin nesach, it's not going to work. Because that's not an effective way to do it. You could say davar ze usher alai. Why? Because it says lesser isar al nafshay. But you can't aser to anyone else. In other words, let's just say this clearly. The Ran's opinion is, I could aser to myself, I could aser to others. The Ran also holds, I can make a neder with hatfasa, I could make a neder without hatfasa. However, the shach is mechadesh, that the ability to make a neder without hatfasa is only for you yourself, but you can't do it to someone else. Because there's a fundamental difference between a neder without hatfasa and a neder with hatfasa. A neder without hatfasa is merely an iser. An iser is lesser iser al nafshay, is only for yourself. But davar hanadur is even a davar hanadur need, which is hatfasa, which means you're utilizing something that was already asr through iser neder that you could use for someone else. So again, the chiddush of the shach is that there's a fundamental difference between using it. Again, the Russian Tosis hold neder is only with hatfasa. The Ran holds you don't have to use hatfasa. But even the Ran who holds you don't have to use hatfasa, that's only regarding yourself. But for others, you could not create an iser neder. You could only with hatfasa. So in other words, even though the Ran holds you could aser, even though the Ran holds neder works without hatfasa, but that would only work for yourself, not for others. For others, you would have to use the process of hatfasa. That's one nafgamina between Shitas Haran and Shitas the Rush and Tosfos. Here's another interesting nafgamina brought in the Mishnah LeMelech. The Mishnah LeMelech brings an amazing opinion of the Maharal Bach. Let's say you say this kikar is usher to me like Bisar Chazir. The nether is chal. Not like what the Ran seems to say, that if you say this is usher to me like a pig, it doesn't work because you're being matfisit bedavar ha'usur and you have to be matfisit bedavar hanodur. But the Maharal Bach holds it works. Why? Because you said it's usher. You added like a pig? Who cares? It doesn't ruin it. So the Mishnah Melech says, it's going to depend on the Ran and the Rush. That according to the Ran, that there is such a concept of neder as an iser, so then you could hear, you could make the case that if a guy says that something should be usher like a pig, it will be usher. But according to the Rush and Tosis, there's no concept of neder as an iser. Neder only works as iser neder. Well, basar chazir is not an iser neder. There is no concept of neder as a davar ha'asur. Well, if there's no such concept, then if somebody says this thing should be also like basar chazir, it would be meaningless. Now, the truth is, the Ran personally, even though he holds there's a type of neder which is working through iser, he holds if you say kabasar chazir, it doesn't work. But we could hear where the Maharal Bach is coming from. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Nedarim, Parak Aleph, Halacha Zayin, he says, V'zachorni shereisi b'tshuvas Maharal Bach, ba'oimer le'ishtoi, harei ad asura alai ki'ima. Somebody says to his wife, you are usher to me like my mother. He says, d'chal ho'iser, af shehidfiz v'davar ha'asur, d'davka ba'oimer harei ad ki'ima. Only when you say, this should be like pig, or this should be like mother, then we say lo yamar klum, because he didn't say iser. It's only you want to use hatfasa only. You want to use hatfasa only, Well, you can't use davar ha'asur, you're only davar ha'nadar. But if you say this should be asur k'davar ha'asur, so then forget about the pig and forget about the mother. You said it should be asur. There's a neder. Velinira, that this would be dependent on the run. That what, according to what it says in Shvua, he said if you're not matfisid, it only works as a yad, but it won't work as through the process of neder. We could only use a yad if he didn't finish his words, but if he finished his words, we can't change his words in a way that he himself didn't finish it. So if somebody says Hare ad asur alai, like a mother, of course it's not going to work. Why? Because he was matfisit bedavar ha asur. And the only reason why, if you're not matfisit, it works, it could only work midin yad, according to some rishonim. But yadois will not work if you filled in all the blanks. But according to the Ran, in the very first comment of the Ran in the Masechta, that when someone says, Hareza Asur Alai, it's a Neder Gomor! Because a person could Asur on himself, Davar Hamutter, Belayat Fasa. Then you could say, like the Marbach, someone who says, Hareza Asur Alai, it's Asur. I, he said, like a mother. So we'll take that away. Dalmei Hacha, it's not worse. There's a concept where a person could asr on themselves something, even though he was matfisid bedavar ha'asr, and that's not effective. So we'll ignore that which he said ki'ima or ki chazir. In other words, like this. The halacha is that if somebody says davar ze asr alai, it's an effective neder. Why? So Taisus and the Rush, who say that a neder only works if you're matfisit, they would say, you know why? If somebody says hareza asur, it's effective, it's yadois nedarim. We'll fill in the blank. Even though you didn't say davarza asur like kekarbon, we'll fill in that you meant kekarbon. However, but if you said you don't mean kekarbon, you said you mean like a davar ha'asur, like a pig, or like my mother, who's asur to me, then there's nothing we could do. There's no way it could work. Because the only way somebody who says davarza asar alai works is because we fill in the blank. We can't fill in the blank if you filled it in wrong. But the Ran's opinion is, the reason why if you say davarza asar alai works is not because it's yadois, it's because a person has the ability not only to create an isser that's like a neder, but to create an isser for himself. So even though you are matfasid bedavar ha-asar and that's not effective, we could ignore the ending that you put in other words, we're able to ignore an improper ending you put in, but we can't change it. Okay? So that's the first sugya in a nutshell. Let's summarize. We have machloikis, a major machloikis rishonim in Nedarim. Does neder work only through hatfasa? And that's the opinion of Tosfos and the Rosh. And they hold that the way neder works is, it has to be where you're asring something like a carbon or like davar hanador. And if somebody would say, davar ze asar alai, the only reason it works is because of yadois nedarim. We fill in the blank. The Ran, on the other hand, holds, a neder could work through hatfasa, it could work without hatfasa. Is there any nafgamina between the Ran as opposed to Tosfos and the Rosh? We learn two nafgaminas. One nafgamina, the Shach says, is if I want to asur my friend, if I want to asur my friend, that even the Ran, I'm sorry, a nafgamina, but not a nafgamina between the Ran and other Rishonim, within the Ran, that their nedarim of hatfasa, nedarim without hatfasa, a nafgamina would be when I'm asuring my friend. So I could say that my bread is asur, should be asur to me, because isur could be to myself. I cannot say my bread should be asur to someone else. I can't make an isur to someone else. I can make an Isser Neder to someone else. I could say my bread should be also like a carbon to someone else. Or I could say my bread should be Usser like a Davar Hanader to someone else. But if I say my bread should be like pig to someone else, it's meaningless. I can't create an Isser to someone else. I can only create a Davar Hanader. That's the Chiddush of the Shach. The Chiddush of the Maharbach is that if I say this thing should be Usser, Kedavar HaUsser, so in the world of Tosfos and the Ran, where the only type of Neder is Hatfasa, if you mess up the Hatfasa and you say it should be Nitfas Bedavar HaUsser, it will be meaningless. But in the world of the Ran, I could ignore that and it could still work because I'm creating an Isser for myself. Rabbi said that's the first subject, okay? The basic is a very fundamental machlokes, the Ran versus other Rishonim, showing an afkamina within the world of the Ran between the difference between yes hatfasa or no hatfasa, and an afkamina between the Ran and the other Rishonim. There's another topic on that base. With your permission, I think it's worthwhile to be familiar with a little bit, okay? Let's look at it.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.